I dress like this because I want to dress as simply as I can. I want to be the eagle anymore.
So are you a born-again believer? Are you a follower of Jesus Christ? I mean, your Jesus didn't have long hair.
I don't label myself as anything.
You know that Jesus didn't have long hair. He would have had short hair.
I didn't know that.
But where'd you get the tunic idea? You know, I wear a tunic. I mean, not as long as yours, but I wear a tunic. You know?
Well, I started, I went and bought...
What's your name?
Ronald.
Ronald? Ronald. I'm James.
James. I literally just wanted to, because I'm 36. I decided, it was right when COVID started, my spirituality went, because I was I had my path, basically. Yeah. As an evil person and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
And also, I was like, I'm sick of wearing it. I was like, I want to be as simple as I can. I want to be just the most simple clothing I find. And I started with just a white shirt and, like, beige pants.
Yeah.
And
so then, this isn't based on biblical truth?
I just want to be as simple as I can be.
Your same clothing every single day. So the guy you're with is a born-again preacher? Or he's a preacher?
He's entering that right now.
But are you? Born again? Or are you just...
I'm born again, but I'm just not ready to talk.
No. But I mean, do you believe in Christ the Messiah? Okay. Okay. But are you living a life outside? I mean, you look the part, other than the long hair. You know, the Bible says that men shouldn't have long hair. You probably know that in 1 Corinthians 11.
I stopped cutting my hair and beard. I don't want to touch it again.
But that's only a Nazarene law. You're not a Nazarene. I'm not a Nazarene.
I'm a label myself. I'm just...
Yeah. But do you believe in the Word of God?
Yes, as long as it's right.
What is that? I mean, Genesis to Revelation, right? This is perfect timing because I was going to wait outside till you came outside, but I didn't want to feel like it was a cost to you, and I thought, I'm going to go in there to get
my brother-in-law, too.
No. Here, I'll tell you what. I'll give you one of my gospel cards from him.
Yeah.
You can get one of my gospel cards. I have a website, and I teach, and I was just out preaching in what's the town up the way? I want to say Gallatin. It's not Gallatin. It's... up in the mountain. I was just street preaching. I was just down here at the island street preaching out here. And so obviously when you're dressed the way you are, people are going to ask you. People ask me, and I don't wear the full tunic, but I wear
it. I don't do this for an appearance at all. I just because I want to look simply. Handmade clothing.
What do you do for a living?
Well, right now I'm going to India. That's where I'm going next.
You're going to India? You're going to get caught up in Hinduism and all that spirituality.
I've researched all that.
Yeah. Do you email stuff? Are you into technology? Do you have a phone or anything?
Sure.
You got my email on there.
It's way too much for you to understand me, so to speak. I can't explain it within a few minutes. It's a journey.
Well, you
it's
can
been
email
a long journey
me.
Of 11 years.
You can email me. That's why I wanted to meet you. I'm like, okay, I don't meet many people that walk around either looking like Christ, but I was going to ask you. My wife said maybe he's with one of these shows around here because they got all these shows going on. You know.
Yeah.
So I wanted to talk to you, but do you understand, the path to eternal life? Do you understand the gospel? You must come by Jesus Christ, the Messiah. He came. His shed blood, his death, burial, and resurrection, right? And the Bible says we have to place our faith in him. I used to be a worldly drunk and a fighter and a partier. The Bible says we have to repent and change our mind and ways and seek the kingdom of God. I was preaching all day today. And when that happens, you get a new heart and a new mind when God sees that you're serious. And the fruit, most American churchianity, I hope your buddy's not going into regular churchianity because American churchianity teaches you go to church, keep Christmas, keep Easter. None of these are of God. When you get a new heart, a new mind, the desire for the Word of God brings holiness and obedience, and you come out of the world. We threw our television away. We walked away from politics. We walked away from our worldly business careers. You throw everything away. My van, my wife and I, we sold everything we own. We live in a camper van. Mm-hmm. And I travel the country.
5 months in a tent in Colorado before I came out here.
And support ourselves. And the fruit that you're born again is holiness and obedience. And then the Bible says that we must endure to the end. Have you ever been married?
When I was
18. Okay. And it didn't last, did it?
No.
Your marriage didn't endure. We have to endure in our faith every single day.
I've been spending the last 3 to 11 years getting rid of materialism. That was the start of my spiritual growth towards my
belief system. But all of that stuff.
All my wants for all this stuff that is not needed.
Yeah, and that's good.
It distracts me from my relationship.
Yeah, that's good because when you minimize what you own and what you're focused on, you can get closer to the Lord. But the difference is, though, make sure that you're walking. You know, Jesus said we live by every word. I got to preach this to you, man. You look like Jesus. I got to preach it to you. He said we live by every word out of the mouth of God. And so if our lives...
I don't mean to interrupt. Are you here to eat, or can I help you another way?
No, I was just talking to him.
Oh,
he's a customer.
He just stopped me for a minute.
Am I bothering you?
No.
Yeah,
just,
okay. Yeah, yeah. So... you can shoot me an email.
Yeah, I will.
I'd love to talk to you. Give it, give the card to your buddy.
Yeah.
Okay? And I'd love to talk to you, and I'd love to go deeper in the scriptures and encourage you and test what I teach, and I'd love to know more about you.
Yeah, yes, sir. It was nice meeting you.
God be praised. Have a good night, young man.